The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality has finished a review of drinking water in schools across the state and has found the vast majority of them do not have problems with lead contamination. I'm joined by Trevor Bajori, Director of the Water Quality Division for ADEQ, to talk more about this. And Trevor, what exactly were you looking for here?
So the whole purpose of this program was for us to identify whether water in school buildings that kids were drinking contained any amounts of lead that were of a concern. You know, the Flint, Michigan event that happened, it reawoke us to lead as a concern in our drinking water. And ADEQ realized that we had a gap and did not know whether our kids were being exposed to elevated levels of lead in their drinking water at school.
And it looks like you found that, by and large, the situation is okay in Arizona.
Yes, we were excited by the results that we found to show that 96% of the fixtures that we sampled showed that there was not a problem with elevated levels of lead in their drinking water.
Now, for that 4% where there was a problem, in the report it said that the School Facilities Board, which is in charge of building and maintaining schools, estimated it would cost about $400,000 to fix and replace those. Are you optimistic that that'll happen in the immediate future?
One of the beauties of this sampling that we did is one of the things that we learned and kind of confirmed is that the lead that was found is not coming from the drinking water sources. It's coming from the lead in the pipes and in the fixtures at the buildings, which is a much cheaper, easier fix for schools to take care of.
For those schools and those fixtures that were problematic, how problematic were they? I mean, were they just a little bit above what you were looking for, or were they pretty significantly above?
You know, of course, it varies. There were some that were just above, you know, our screening level was 15. We went to a conservative screening level. Some were 16. Some were elevated into the hundreds. The one thing to point out, though, is that because our sampling protocol was to try to get a worst-case picture, we followed EPA's recommendations that the water in the pipe had to sit for 6 hours before we took a sample, which means as soon as you flush water through that fixture, the levels in the water go down dramatically.
Now, in doing a quick look through the report lists schools and districts individually, it looked as though, based on just a quick perusal, that a number of the schools and the districts that were more problematic than others were smaller, more rural districts. Is that a fair assessment based on the data?
Most of our data shows that the older school buildings, buildings older than 1989, were the ones that showed elevated levels of lead. The ratio of schools is higher as it's an older building. And so that would apply to, you know, a lot of the rural school districts don't have the newer buildings because there hasn't been the expansion of the economy and those kind of things. And so they typically are going to be your older buildings.
Were there any other geographic or sort of demographic trends that you noticed in terms of where the schools tended to have problems with lead in the fixtures?
For the most part, the highest concentrations of schools that had challenges were in Phoenix and Tucson because you have a higher number of schools and a higher number of school buildings.
What kind of follow-up, if any, are you anticipating as far as that 4% where there need to be some work done? Will you know when it's done? Will you know that it's done accurately? Will you go and retest it after that work has been done?
Yeah, we're working closely with the School Facilities Board. For those fixtures that we've identified need to have some remediation or need to be replaced, first, we recommended to the school that they take immediate corrective action, whether that's a flushing protocol in the morning or whether that's shutting off the fixture. We also asked them to notify their families. But we're working closely with the School's Facilities Board to know that as soon as those fixtures are replaced or fixed in some way, we go back and take additional samples. If that sample still comes back elevated, we'll continue to work with them until we do additional two or three additional samples to make sure that the levels of lead in that fixture are no longer elevated.
Trevor Bajori is the director of the Water Quality Division for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. We'll post a link to the report at theshow.kjzz.org.